On our other podcast, we talked about crop pests. On this podcast, we will talk about diseases and how best to control and treat them so that we can get the most yields from our shamba.
Stick with us to the end as we talk about diseases that affect our common crops with, of course, our crop fundi, Lillian.
Welcome to the Shamba Shaper podcast.
A podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you. I am Elias Ngotho, passionate about agriculture.
And I'm Maggie Wamboi, a lover of art and agriculture.
Karibu.
Every season, farmers face the problem of diseases attacking their crops. I got a message from one of our listeners who says that his potatoes have been rotting while still on the shamba.
Oh no, I hope he does not lose all his potatoes. What other signs were his potatoes showing?
His potatoes also had a very bad smell.
Oh, the smell from rotten potatoes could kill someone. Lillian, what do farmers need to know when it comes to crop diseases?
We need to always remember that crops are living things, and they also get attacked by diseases just like us. We have three types of diseases that attack our crops, and these are bacterial, viral, and fungal diseases. The rotting that he saw and the smell from his potatoes is caused by a disease known as soft rot. Soft rot is caused by bacteria.
Is this the same disease that makes tomatoes, cabbages and carrots in the shamba to rot?
Yes, it is. The bacteria that causes soft rot lives in the soil. Crops get infected through cuts made when planting, weeding and harvesting. It mostly attacks vegetables. It can also attack crops that have already been harvested and are in the store. It is good to note that when a crop has been infected by soft rot, the crop becomes watery and soft. It rots and gives out a very bad smell.
And how will our farmer treat his potatoes?
Good question.
Unfortunately, once the crop has been attacked by soft rot, there is no cure and it's more serious in stored crops. Check for soft rot on the farm. The seeds may already be rotting. And when it is time of maturity, look out for black leg or stems that are rotting just above the ground and causing plants to wilt and fall over. You should immediately remove all the infected potatoes. Do not bury or make compost with this material because it is infected and it will spread the disease.
I see. And to prevent future attacks, only plant certified seeds and avoid injuring crops when working in the shamba. And don't forget to practice crop rotation. Rotate with crops that are not easily attacked by soft rot.
If soft rot is a serious problem in your shamba, do not grow crops that are easily attacked for at least 3 years.
There's also this disease that attacks a crop and makes it hard for the crop to take in water and nutrients. The crop droops, dries, and can even die. I can't remember its name.
That is the bacterial wilt disease. It had once attacked our neighbor's tomatoes. It enters the crop and multiplies inside, preventing the crop from absorbing water and nutrients.
That's right. The early signs to look for are drying and yellowing of the leaves, and when you cut the stem, there is a discharge that is grey in colour.
Mm-hmm.
If it has infected potatoes and you cut it open, the potato tuber will be brown in colour.
The bad news is that once infected by bacterial wilt disease, the crop cannot be saved. But the good news is that you can prevent it from attacking your crops.
And this is where we practice ways that favour the crop and prevent the disease from attacking. With all the bacterial diseases, plant crops that are resistant, practice crop rotation, avoid harvesting when it's wet, and destroy all infected crop materials to avoid spreading of the disease.
Correct, Maggie. This is why I like coming here and talking to you too. You're farming experts yourself.
We try.
I'm happy to see that you both know about bacterial diseases. Now, I'd like us to talk about fungal diseases.
And there are many fungal diseases that give us farmers sleepless nights. For example, our major staple food is attacked by some of these. And these include rust and smut. But smut is a very serious disease, not only in maize, but most cereal crops such as sorghum and millet.
And what are the signs of these diseases on the crop?
The disease is caused by fungus that lives in the soil. Maize plants that have been attacked will have black things on the tassels of flowers and cobs. Growth may form on tassels and sometimes on leaves. the tassels become black and rot. The cob is filled with blackish powdery dust instead of seeds.
That is about smut disease. I have also come across two types of these fungal diseases: the vascular wilt that affects the maize crop and powdery mildew.
When vascular wilt infects the crop, you will see yellow-brown lines on the leaves. After it enters the crop tissue, it grows in number and prevents the crop from taking in water and nutrients.
And when this happens, the crop has no chance of surviving. It's a big threat to farmers because it attacks our most precious crop, the maize.
So, which fungal diseases are known to attack beans?
We have two major diseases that attack the bean crop. These are brown spots and blight. These diseases attack the leaves and the pods.
Sure.
You should look for signs such as spots and brown patches, and you may also see the leaves turning yellow.
How can farmers growing beans control these attacks?
To control the disease before an attack, plant only certified and tolerant seed varieties. Practice crop rotation and make sure the field is always free of weeds. Once an attack has happened, fungicides like Sco or Otiva can be used to control. Follow instructions of use to get the best results.
Farmer, we hope this supports you. Stay tuned. Keep listening.
This is the Shamba Shepa podcast, a podcast that is helpful to the farmer,
good for the nation,
and useful to you.
Fungi also attacks fruit trees. For example, the mango tree, the papaya tree, the avocado tree, and many more. For now, let's focus on the avocado tree. Many farmers do not know that it can be infected by diseases.
I was surprised to know that, and I've always thought that once you plant the avocado tree, that is all. It will give you fruits forever.
That is what most farmers think, and this has made them get reduced yields of this precious fruit. Root rot disease, also known as Phytophthora, is a fungal disease.
Sure.
This disease affects the avocado tree. You will know that your avocado tree is infected when you see the leaves turn yellow or brown, dry up and then die. The roots and the trunk also rot and dry. The disease is mostly found in areas with poorly drained soils. Farmers can prevent the disease by planting on well-drained soils, avoiding excessive irrigation, planting disease-free grafted seedlings, and applying recommended fungicides after planting.
The good thing is that there is always a way to deal with these diseases.
And that is why we still grow crops, even with all the diseases around. Now, you can agree that farming is not to be taken lightly.
Yes, very true.
The farmers are always advised to take a photo of the infected plant and send it to Aishamba to be advised on what to do as soon as possible.
I'm sure Aishamba are up to the task, and farmers who get in touch with them are going to be safe.
They are.
And we have not talked about viral diseases.
I was coming to that. It is good to note that one way that viruses get into plants or crops is by insects, through wounds or cuts on plants. Viruses can also be spread by grafting branches or buds from diseased plants on healthy plants. Once inside the plant, the viruses multiply and the plant remains infected all its life.
So in short, viruses can be spread when you plant infected plant materials. This can happen during grafting, when you transplant infected seedlings and plant infected seeds.
Well put, Maggie. And please note that a virus can be present in a crop or plant even when the plant looks healthy.
And how do I know that my crop is infected by a virus?
You will see signs on your crop. These are poor plant growth, unusual dark green and light green colors.
Okay.
Leaves become rough and the shoots, stems, and flowers become deformed. Viruses rarely kill the plant, but production is in most cases very much reduced.
These viral diseases do not only attack one kind of crop. I learned that it attacks different varieties.
That is true, but let us talk about two common crops that are attacked by these viral diseases: the maize and the potato crop.
We have planted maize in our farm since I was young. And at one time, our maize crop was infected by a viral disease called maize lethal necrotic disease, MLND.
And from what you saw, you know that this is a very serious disease, right?
Yes.
A farmer can lose up to 100% of yield from the shamba.
What? That is serious. And what are the signs to look for?
Maize leaves will show a yellow-green pattern. The leaves begin to dry and poor growth can be seen. When the crop is attacked late in their growth, it does not produce cobs. And when it does, the cob is small, usually not full, and not well formed.
These are the exact signs that we were able to observe on our maize crop. You should have seen my parents.
And how did you deal with it?
Unfortunately, we were not able to save our maize crop that year, but we have learned ways to prevent and manage the maize lethal necrotic disease.
I'm sorry, Elias, about your maize. And at the same time, happy to know that you are now an expert of maize lethal necrosis.
I have learned the hard way.
The good thing is that all diseases have a way that can be cured or can be controlled.
Good farming practices go a long way to make sure that you have a disease-free shamba.
I learned that to manage the maize lethal necrotic disease in our shamba, we should, 1, keep our shamba weed-free so that insects that spread the MLND don't have places to hide. 2, have a maize-free period of at least 2 months between two maize crops. You can plant crops that are not cereals like beans, onions and vegetables. 3, remove all crops that are suspected to be infected by MLND and burn them.
You really learned well, Elias, and thank you for sharing. Another viral disease is the potato virus disease, and as the name says, it infects potatoes.
And does this one also make potatoes rot and give out a bad smell?
No, it doesn't. With this one, plants stop growing and leaves may show marks that are not regular and spots of different colors on leaves. This is before leaves fall off and leave a bare stem.
And what about potato crop itself? Is it affected as well?
Yes, it is. The tubers come out small, have a bad shape, or they are cracked. It is good to know that the main source of this disease is from infected seed tubers.
Okay.
And aphids, which transfer the viruses from infected plants.
I see.
I have noted that the best way to control potato virus is to plant certified seeds that are disease-free and to keep the shamba free from weeds.
Also, plant early to help the crop grow before aphids appear later in the season. Remove infected crops to avoid spreading of the virus to other crops. Farmers, to stop many of the diseases that attack our crops, we should 1. Use clean planting material. 2. Plant certified and disease-resistant seeds. 3. Keep our shamba free from weeds. Weeds act as home for pests and diseases. 4. Practice crop rotation. This stops the spread of disease from one season to the other. 5. Remove all infected plant remains after harvesting and burn them. And lastly, use insecticides and fungicides that have been accepted and registered. To know more about diseases and how to control and manage them, get in touch with iShamba.
Farmer, we hope this supports you.
We would also love to hear from you in the comment section.
Stay tuned. Keep listening. In this podcast, we will bring you a lot more.
We will answer your questions, and if not, we will get an expert in our next series of episodes. We are here to discuss agriculture and good agricultural practices. You can also catch up this information on Shamba Shaper.
Until next time,
bye-bye.